Voters in East Timor have taken a big step towards self-rule for their tiny country. They turned out in large numbers today for their first election since they decided to separate from Indonesia, following more than four centuries of Indonesian and Portuguese rule. Voters are choosing an 88-member assembly that will write the new country's constitution. The United Nations has said that today is a date with democracy. NPR's Rob Gifford is in East Timor's capital, Dili. Rob, how's the day gone? I mean, do you think they are getting the hang of democracy?
Well, it's gone very smoothly indeed. Talking to UN officials here, they seem very pleased with how it's gone. This is a country the size of New Jersey. It's not a huge population. There's some 800,000 people here, not all of whom voted today. But all throughout today, and in fact all throughout the campaign over the last couple of months, there has not been a single violent incident. And I think UN officials are really very pleased about that, considering what happened 2 years ago when they voted for independence, when the militias ran riot. I was out at some of the polling stations this morning, and talking to the people of East Timor, they really do seem to be getting the hang of democracy. There was a real air of expectancy in the lines. People had to wait for hours before they could vote, but there was really a sense of quiet determination that people knew what they were doing and they were extremely happy about it.
The East Timorese are building a country, as it were, from the ground up. What's their next step?
Well, they are, and it's really very interesting to see what's going on here. The next step, really, is that this constituent assembly that is being elected today will write the constitution. East Timor doesn't have a constitution. They have the benefit, of course, of looking at everybody else's constitution, so they're kind of picking and choosing what they want. Do they want a presidential system like the United States, or do they want more of a parliamentary system like some European countries, like France or Great Britain? And what's going to happen is they're going to write this constitution. They're then going to elect a president in the next few months, and everyone expects that to be the former rebel leader, Janana Gusmao. And then sometime in the spring, probably, they will formally declare independence, and the United Nations Transitional Authority, which has been running the place for the last 2 years, will then move out and basically leave it to them.
The United Nations has governed East Timor since the independence referendum that led to so much violence 2 years ago today. How important has its role been, and how much longer do you think the UN will remain a presence following this election?
Well, the UN has been absolutely crucial to this whole process. I mean, it just could not have happened without the United Nations staff. There are 10,000 of them here, or, of course, without United Nations money. I think after this election today, some of the civilian staff are going to be pulled out. The peacekeeping staff, the civilian police and the military are going to stay a little longer, but then sooner or later they are going to be pulled out as well. And really, that's the acid test. That's when it really comes down to the East Timor. And when the United Nations pull out fully, probably within a couple of years, and then we're really going to see whether East Timor can stand alone as the world's newest independent state.
Thank you. NPR's Rob Gifford in the East Timorese capital, Dili.